when we have the confession of sin, I'm going to do a more generic one today because we want to always remember that we're all in the same boat. And so I'm going to do Romans 3, 10 through 23, and then I'll have one other passage also. This passage is one of the strongest passages in the Bible for showing that all have sinned. And right in within this passage, the reason why I'm reading it all instead of just a few verses is it's giving us hope also. So, Romans 3, 10, as it is written, there is none righteous, no, not one. There is none who understands. There is none who seeks after God. They have all turned aside. They have together become unprofitable. There is none who does good, no, not one. For their throat is an open tomb. With their tongues they have practiced deceit. The poison of asps is under their lips, whose mouth is full of cursing and bitterness. Their feet are swift to shed blood. Destruction and misery are in their ways, and the way of peace they have not known. There is no fear of God before their eyes. Now we know that whatever the law says, it says to those who are under the law, that every mouth may be stopped, and all the world may become guilty before God. Therefore, by the deeds of the law, no flesh will be justified in his sight, for by the law is the knowledge of sin. But now, this is the good part, the righteousness of God, apart from the law, is revealed, being witnessed by the law and the prophets, even the righteousness of God through faith in Jesus Christ to all and on all who believe, for there is no difference, for all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God. And then a little bit more encouragement back in 1 John 1. We have several steps when we're confessing our sins. And one of them is to confess our sins. And that's what this whole section of the service is about. First John 1, 8 and 9. If we say we have no sin, we deceive ourselves and the truth is not in us. But if we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. So like I did last time, I want to give you a chance to confess your sins that you have maybe done this week, and the ones that are the ones that beset you most frequently, and then I will pray for our whole service that we will confess our sins. So I'll give a little bit of pause before I pray. Heavenly Father, your word says that if we say we have no sin, we deceive ourselves and the truth is not in us. It also says that all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God. We're all in the same boat. So I ask that you would help us, each one and all of us, to confess our sins to you. And we confess now that we have sinned against you and we need you. We need the forgiveness that is through grace by faith in Jesus Christ. We need that forgiveness from you, and we trust you that you will do it. Your word says that you're faithful and just to do it, and we trust you in that. And we thank you. We ask that you'd help us to worship freely through the rest of the service. In Jesus' name, amen.